7:02 on this Friday evening. Conversation Digest on the airwaves each and every Friday from either 7 to 8 or 7 to 9, whichever we feel like. Good evening. Kunowski's in the studio, as I am. Chad Houtman. So much coming up in just a bit here. Topics for which you will not be able to recover. 845-7084 is the studio line. Coming up in just a moment. Lyme's disease. How it affects my sweet little schnauzer. Sweet little Willipop. Also, taxes on soda and beer and hard liquor and wine increasing like you wouldn't believe. In addition to civil liberties and personal freedoms being stolen right away from us before we even have a chance to respond. Just stick around. WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people. Well, not for so long. Free radio, whatever. Conversation Digest.
Who's the microphone assassin, huh? You are, of course you are. You get out there and do your spot your stuff.
Hey, hey! You are listening to Conversation Digest, the best show on this time slot, with Academy Award-winning Chad Houtman, two-time Golden Globe winner Kunowski, and daytime Emmy Award-winning The Zippelman. With such a star-studded extravaganza, how could you not pass up this opportunity? Get ready for the best 2 hours of your life. Until next week at this time.
.845-7084 is your studio line. Come on, call and chime in on various opinions. We don't mind an opinion that varies from mine or Kunowski's.
Oh, we love it.
We got the Zippelman on hiatus this evening. He's not AOL, as we know where he is.
AOL?
A-W-O-L.
AWOL? Oh, that's what
whichever.
I'm trying to say.
It was a cultural slip. Got more on the way in just a bit here from Kunowski's brand new debut album, from which we have no name, by the way. The fifth track on
maybe
that.
Maybe it should be called No Name.
No Name album.
Yeah, no, just like a No Name, self-titled.
All right, that sounds good. Also, features that you've come to know and love, Nerd Boy Destroys Film, among many, many other things. This past week, I found a large tick on Willipop, by the way, Kunowski.
Oh, no, is she okay?
You saw her a bit ago. You saw her face.
Oh, I was trying to put up the mystique that...
Oh.
I don't know.
The vet said, of course, she said, well, Willa is great. Willa, yeah, that's her real name. I referred to as her as Sweet Little Willipop. It's an endearing little name. And then, of course, I have a little song for Sweet Little Willipop that I will not sing on the air.
You've done it before, though.
I've done it around friends and family.
No, you've done it on the air before.
Have I really?
You might as well do it.
Must have been an off day. I just go, Sweet Little Willipop, doot, doot, doot.
No,
Sweet
sing it like
little
you mean
Willipop,
it.
Doot, doot, doot. That's all I do.
No, sing it like you mean
I'm
it.
I'm not going to do
I've
that.
Heard
I did
it.
Mean that. I feel sorry for the little pup.
Sweet little pup.
So the other day, I wake up and I find out from someone else, someone that was over that day, he said, a friend said, well, Willa's got a tick on her face. And I said, well, I think that's just her eye.
Wasn't that me?
Yeah. I said, well, I thought that she should be okay, but I looked at this tick. It's huge. It's enormous. It's the size of a grapefruit, and now Willipop's face is the size of a grapefruit. So anyway, I pry it off.
She did look like Sloth.
It was like Jaws of Life, Sloth from the Goonies, in case you don't get that pop culture reference. And I pulled it off, and then I was afraid it was going to pop this thing, but apparently they're quite resilient to popping. And you do not want to pop the ticks, because that bacteria that is in them that spreads to animals and humans alike and causes Lyme's disease can spread throughout the air and cause numerous
through the
issues.
Air?
Airborne bacteria,
it
probably.
It can spread through the blood, airborne.
Whichever. Well, I'm talking about if you pop the tick and then all of a sudden the bacteria flies all over the place.
You know if you take a match and you light it and you
no,
blow
you don't.
It out and then you stick it on the
you don't
tick,
want
you
don't
want to
pop
scream.
It. Yeah, but you don't want to pop that tick.
You can hear the tick scream.
Well, there are some myths, and I'm going to bust those right now. I'm not a myth buster, but I will bust a myth. Do not put Vaseline on them.
that will not do anything. Apparently, we're trying to suffocate these little guys.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't, because I went online. I went on the internet. I checked out Lyme's disease and animals and poor little dogs getting ticks on them. How do you avoid this in the first place? How do you avoid the tick sucking the very blood out of your sweet little dog?
Don't let your dog outside.
Or your kitty cat or your parrot or whichever.
Don't let your animal outside at all.
Or your monkey. Well, you have to sooner or later. Dogs don't typically use litter boxes.
You can train them to do a litter box.
Well, Willa Pop picked it up at some
dog park
cabin where one of Leah's relatives lives. And I'm not trying to point blame, but that's where that tick was picked up from. It wasn't picked up at my residence. So anyway, do not use Vaseline to suffocate the tick. And also do not use nail polish remover.
What?
Go ahead, and what you want to do is so as to avoid the tick.
Where'd you learn this information from?
I went online, which you do all the time yourself, the internet.
It just sounds really stupid.
No.
Common sense things.
These are common occurrences. I brought these issues up to people I've worked
with
today,
kind of
and they thought they knew about it as well. So.
What kind of idiot would think that would work?
They're old wives' tales.
Don't eat meat after 6 p.m.
Yes. But what I did was I went on there and I said, just get the tweezer as close to the head of the tick as possible, to the surface of the skin. Go ahead and yank it out vertically and get everything, including the mouth and the head and whichever part is in the dog or whichever person or kid or child or kitty cat or bird or monkey. Get that all out of there, because if you don't, that thing, that part of the tick will remain in the dog, the cat, the kitty, the monkey, the marsupial, or the Loch Ness Monster. Get it all out of there, and if the dog has inflammation or the cat or whichever animal, get it to the vet, because either it A, contracted the Lyme's disease from a deer tick, and by the way, if it did in fact contract Lyme's disease, you will notice lethargic behavior. In addition, they will be limping, most noticeably.
Why would they be limping if it's on their face?
Joint pain.
Ah.
The Lyme's disease will actually cause stiffness in the joints, and in addition, pain, excruciating sometimes, to the point where the dog, cat, marsupial, or monkey, or animal,
now,
human,
I'm
cannot
confused
move.
About the name. Do they grow actual limes off their body?
No.
Or is
it's
that?
It's L-Y-M-E-S. I'm assuming it's named after the guy that discovered it.
Oh, that just sucks to be him.
So you do not want to put Vaseline or anything like that on the body to try to get the tick to say, oh, I'm out of here because I can't breathe because there's Vaseline. I think that's what they're getting at with the Vaseline.
So what you're saying is that some poor person, is Dave Cancer, named after him?
Odds are.
Oh, that sucks.
Or Pavlov, the Pavlov experiment with the dog.
But every disease is named after...
Not everyone. Sometimes it's named after... I don't know what... I didn't research how Lyme's disease was named.
I'm going to have to get a hold of Dave Cancer and find it out.
Well, he's a good guy. I think you should be able to get some questions answered from him. 845-7084. Lyme's disease is hitting us right now. In fact, it's actually supposed to be a very bad season.
It's coming in the door? It's coming after us?
Literally.
What are we supposed to do? We're going to get guns and armor?
Figuratively. No, you can't anyway, because our exalted president will be removing them from your holster, for which you do not have on your side right now. Slap an iron.
Oh, I want to slap iron.
And by the way, this is not a conservative talk show. It is not a liberal talk show. It is a common sense talk show. We do not do conservatism. We do not do liberalism.
You do the things you do.
We do common senseism. We apply common sense and logic to issues that we address. So if you hear me saying something, or if you hear Knuspy saying something,
I'm probably more truer than you are.
Knuspy might just be playing devil's advocate on a lot of these issues. I do not know.
What, like the whole Lyme's disease and limes growing off an animal?
Yes. That was a bit absurd, really.
Oh, come on. It's right up your alley.
If someone says, Chad Houtman, you are saying this, you are speaking the notes of a conservative. You're just going by, what do they call those things that the notes?
Pundit?
No, the lines, the main headlines they use.
Talking points.
Talking points. And I heard a local radio talk show the other day, and this, of course, was a commercial talk show. It's for profit. They sell advertising time to keep the station going, which is good, because then you know you have an income.
It's a good idea.
However, here at WNRB-LP, we survive solely on the contributions and donations of kind people throughout the community.
Like you.
And by the way, if you do not participate by calling, you are not utilizing a very valuable part of this community, and that would be the community radio station for which you are currently listening to, WNRB-LP. If you hear us talking about something, call in and make a contribution. And I do not mean financially. If you don't want to make a financial contribution, make a verbal contribution. Oh, and by the way, before I go any further, Konoski, when we came in this evening around 6:45, we came in the studio at 7 o'clock. I noticed on the scheduling for WNRBLP, they had Conversation Digest and Michael Bowman's name on there, who we referred to as 3-1 because there was a 3-1 vote, him being the one vote cast to not remove himself from the show. There was a 3-1 vote to remove him from the show. Mike Bowman, whoever made that schedule out, has not been on this program for 3 months. I would please address this issue and ask that stay current with who it is that's on our show.
There and putting our own.
That name's been off for months, and we had our own names on there, and all of a sudden they removed our name and put his name on there. He's not on the show anymore due to various issues. So please don't erase our names and put his name on there. I would just please ask you to not do that. All right, 845-7084. Right now we're going to go ahead and go to...
Oh, we have the first feature of the night.
Nerd Boy destroys a feature film. It's a unique feature on Conversation Digest each and every Friday.
Nerd Boy ruins movie.
WNRBLP, Wausau.
It all starts with Alex P. Keaton skateboarding around and rocking out the Huey Lewis and the News, the best band ever. And he meets up with this guy from Taxi and gets shot by a bunch of Germans driving in a VW bus. He goes back in time. He blows up the barn in an old van. Shotgun comes and tries to blow his mutated face off. Finds out Crispin Glover is a pushover wimp and likes to go bird watching. And Alex P. Keaton gets run over and then his mom tries to kiss him. Ew. Then Biff pours a bill. I think his name's Bill. He gets tripped in the 50s diner and gets distracted by the old trick in the book. He gets hit by the actual book. Who would have thunk? Alex P. Keaton stages a giant ruse to get Caroline in the city to go back with Crispin Glover. But missed off by Bill. And he decides he needs to rewrite rock history and play All Along the Watchtower at the School Under the Ocean Dance. Meanwhile, the guy from Taxi is building up some wire things for a time machine. Alex P. Keaton gets back to 1985 and blows up the Germans with their own missile launcher. Time crisis averted!
WNRBLP Wausau 93.3. It's Friday evening, 7:15, 33 seconds after the hour. That was Nerd Boy destroys.
It's Nerd Boy ruins
feature
a movie.
Film, whichever.
It's been like that ever since we.
I can't remember. It's a long feature name.
Well,
and we've got.
I could tell you the name anyway.
Konoski's fifth track on his unnamed, or no name album, coming up at 7:30, and we're going to talk about the U.S. Senate considering the raising of taxes on beer and soda.
Mm.
Let's hypothetically imagine a little kid trying to make money for the summer. They're sitting outside trying to sell lemonade. A government official comes over and says, sir, I should say son, what's your name?
My name's Billy.
What are you doing, Billy?
I'm trying to raise money for the summer because I want to do things like buy a bicycle.
I do a bad kid's voice that sounds like Gilbert Gottfried.
I want to buy a bicycle.
So the government official says, well, that's fine, Billy.
Pay your
but
taxes.
First of all, you don't know how to do that, so we're going to help you. We're going to help you run your business by raising taxes on sugar drinks. Lemonade
is
sugary.
I thought it was just soda and alcohol.
Well, it's everything that's bad for us, according to the government. And lemonade has sugar.
Well, sugar is bad for you, but you still need some.
That's a bunch of horse hockey.
Well, fine. You just rub sugar on your teeth every day for a year and see what happens.
That's why you brush your teeth.
Well, I did today.
If you drink too much water, you'll drown. Everything's bad for you, but not in moderation.
Lime
in moderation is not bad for
you. Enough.
So I guess what I'm getting at with little Billy, the government official comes over and says, look, little Billy, I know you're trying to run a business here, a little business to buy a bicycle, but what we're going to do, because we know so much better about running your life than you do.
Tax, little kid.
Of course, he is a kid, but we're going to go ahead and raise taxes on sugar drinks because they're bad for people in the first place. And Billy, by the way, in a major way, you're contributing to the overall obesity of those that are in your neighborhood.
You think he's selling Purple Source Rex Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid, they'll raise even more.
That stuff is good.
But
Brontosaurus Rex. Was that you squeaking?
Possibly. Just a high level of disappointment with
everything.
Speaking
of government spending.
Yeah, before we go to that story, batteriesfeelincluded.com. You want to read this, Knospi?
It's fairly unknown fact that every human has a death frequency, a sound which will kill them on the spot. Each person's frequency is different, and the chances of them hearing it in their lifetime is less than 1 in a billion. But it does happen. Nearly all unexplained deaths can be explained by death frequencies. With enough time and the right equipment, you could kill anyone your heart desired. The U.S. government has spent billions over the years trying to create a death frequency gun which can detect a person's Achilles frequency in seconds and render them dead. So far, their advances have been laughable. Sadly for one death row test subject, his death frequency was the sound of his own smug laughter.
Well, here's hoping that we don't have anyone that has a death frequency that's the sound of Conversation Die just going on the airwaves.
No, that's just impossible.
BatteriesFeelIncluded.com. It's a satirical look at government spending, but also at death upon hearing something.
They have lots of topics for every situation.
By the way, before we go any further, there is a serial killer on the loose in Milwaukee.
We'll oh, no! Oh, I thought you were going to say here.
And also maybe a bit on that 55-year-old woman. Wait a minute.
Maybe she's the serial killer.
That's something different. But the child that died due to a lack of medical assistance, maybe touching that if we have time. Right now, U.S. Senate considers raising taxes on
beer
and soda.
We're going to hit something more important?
Washington.
Like beer and soda.
This is very
taxes?
Important. This is going to hit you and me hard because we both drink mixed drinks.
I drink lots of soda.
Now, if you want to say, look, I just drink soda. I don't worry about the alcohol tax. Or I just drink alcohol. I don't drink soda. I don't want to worry about the
diet drinks aren't going to be taxed.
Diet drinks aren't even good for you. That's
but it said they won't.
Well, Washington, Joe's six-pack may have to hand over nearly $2 more for a case of beer to help provide health insurance for all. Details of the proposed beer tax are described in a Senate Finance Committee document distributed to lawmakers before a closed-door meeting Wednesday. Why is that meeting closed door? Why are any of these meetings closed door?
They didn't pay the door tax.
They don't need to have these. They don't need to have these meetings closed door because we, as voters, need to know what's going on behind these doors. Senators are focusing on how to pay for expanding health insurance for an estimated 50 million uninsured Americans, a cost of up to $1.5 trillion over 10 years. You know, a lot of these people that don't have insurance is because they don't work. I don't have insurance currently. I am working, but it's not at a full-time level. You can't raise that from beer money alone. Lawmakers are looking at an extensive list of spending cuts and tax increases, including a new levy on the value of job-based health insurance. The latter proposal seems to be gaining ground. It could lead to higher income taxes for some people with particularly generous job-based health care.
So they're just going to screw everyone.
Yes, and how is this the time to talk about the raising of taxes, by the way? How is this an adequate or appropriate time to say to anyone in America, we are going to raise a tax on anything? I do not care if it's on cigarettes. I do not care if it's on alcohol
or
gasoline. Do not do the raise taxes right now. So anywho, also under review is a new tax on soda and other sugary drinks blamed for contributing to obesity. A tax of 3 cents per 12-ounce drink would raise about $50 billion over 10 years. According to congressional estimates.
That's basing it on people are going to buy the same amount.
They're not going to. They're going to move to something different. The government's absolutely absurd with this. Diet drinks, however, wouldn't be taxed. By the way, have you ever noticed how many obese people drink diet soda?
Yes.
A lot. I don't see many thin people drinking diet soda because no matter what kind of soda you drink, it's no good. So what are you doing to me? Raising the taxes on the soda. If you have a mixed drink, let's say a rum and a Coke, you're getting dealt a bad deal on two counts. That's strike two, government.
Where's the third strike coming from?
Actually, the government struck out a long time ago. Let's put it that way. Bam. The idea behind the proposed increases to tax lifestyle choices, see, they're telling us that we're making lifestyle choices that are inappropriate and making us fat, therefore they're going to tax us. By the way, Barack Obama smokes.
Really, today?
Yes.
Well, he's not going to have to pay taxes. He's above the law.
I'm sure there's a whole vault of White House cigarettes.
Anyone obesity. Who's in government's above the law.
Obesity put what?
Did you know that?
What?
Anyone who works for the government is above the law.
That's the way they act. This is no longer, you know, if you're a liberal out there saying that you support Barack Obama, he's not a liberal. He's well beyond that. He's a fanatic. The idea behind the basically the main thing is we got to say this stuff before we get booted off the air, because that will happen sooner or later. Not by WNRBLP. I think they embrace us. They embrace the diverse opinions out there. But the federal government's going to crack down on freedom of speech.
What about crank as well?
That's currently very illegal. The idea behind the proposed increase to the lifestyle choice, whatever. Where was I at? Alcohol abuse is a risk factor in several types of cancer, liver disease, and psychological problems.
We could just ask Dave Cancer about cancer, and he'd tell us everything we need to know.
Doesn't even exist. Quit being a tool.
Well, come on. We
can
have a future about that.
The soft drink industry and beer and wine producers are already lobbying to stop the proposals before they gain traction. The tax increases would lead to job losses for workers and higher costs for recession-weary consumers, say the industries. Winemakers are also pointing to studies that suggest a glass a day can be good for health.
A glass of what, wine?
Yeah, and well, which of the three, by the way, between, maybe I already said this to you, between wine and hard liquor and beer, which one is going to receive the highest increase percentage in taxes?
I'm guessing hard liquor.
No, wine.
Why?
Singling out wine for higher taxes to reform, I don't know. I'm assuming they
Why, because it's a little bit healthier for you than the rest?
I probably don't have the lobbying groups like beer and hard liquor, I'm assuming. Singling out wine for higher taxes to reform healthcare is misguided, because wine is part of a healthy diet and lifestyle for millions of Americans, said Robert P. Cook, president of the Wine Institute, which represents California's industry. Boy, California's going to take a big hit with this, too. Having Schwarzenegger as their governor is one foot in the grave as it
Russian
is.
River Valley?
And it's not even a cyborg foot.
Napa Valley.
Under the proposal, lawmakers are considering beer taxes that would be increased by 48 cents a six-pack from the current 33 cents. Beer is still the favorite choice of Americans who drink alcohol. Wine taxes would rise by 49 cents per bottle from the current 21 cents, and the tax on hard liquor would increase by 40 cents per fifth from the current $2.14. Percentage-wise, wine drinkers would take the biggest hit, a 223% tax increase per bottle. The Wine Institute said that the tax increase would be even bigger for wines with a higher alcohol content.
Oh, that makes sense.
Hard liquor would see the smallest proportional increase, 19% per fifth, and the beer tax would rise by 145% per six-pack.
You know, it looks like hard liquor is the choice of drink for the government.
Yeah, it's because the Kennedys have a lot of say in Washington, and that happens to be their favorite spirit.
Which one? Fleischmann's?
Any hard liquor. Just look at Ted Kennedy. You know he hits the liquor cabinet frequently throughout the day and when voting. You don't need any further proof that he drinks a lot than by looking at his track record on voting. Throughout the 30 years he's been in office. I'm assuming Dave Obie drinks a ton, too. Look at his voting record. Jim Doyle.
I don't know.
George Bush probably hit it hard, too, with his big-time spending. Proponents of the idea say it would equalize the tax treatment of the alcoholic drinks by charging the same tax rate based on alcohol content to all, but would put an end to the current tax advantage enjoyed by beer and wine. The higher alcohol tax would bring in nearly $60 billion over 10 years.
Excuse me.
So we're going to go ahead and raise taxes to raise revenue for national health care. And if you don't think that's the way we're heading for healthcare, you're sadly mistaken. It will be nationalized slowly but gradually but surely.
Surely. I'm
a nice girl. 845-7084, opposing viewpoints always welcome but sometimes ignored.
Most of the time.
Raising taxes, how can we possibly support the raising of any kind of tax in America right now? Unemployment rates, 9% in Wisconsin, 12% in Michigan. By the way, which state has seen more money tossed at it in the past 6 months than Michigan?
California.
California has seen a ton of cash, and how is California doing?
Pretty good.
Any state? No, it's not, by the way.
Oh.
Any state that had a ton of cash thrown its way in the stimulus package is still doing lousy. Wisconsin
Alaska's
had a
been
ton of cash.
A
Alaska was because Sarah Palin's their governor.
What, they want to give
she
her
can
some
see
different
Cuba.
Clothes?
She can see Cuba from where she stands, or was it Russia? Whichever.
I think it was Japan.
More on the raising of taxes on Little Billy's lemonade and sodas, and beer and wine and liquor, the hard stuff, coming up in just a bit, plus your phone calls. Studio lines
if
are
there is any.
Studio lines are jam-packed, Knuspy. We just may not answer them. 845-7084. Also, by the way, famousashtray.com. go to it for our archived radio program episodes, as well as our TV episodes, which was suppressed by the UW Stevens Point College campus.
Whoa, I will say it. Actually stating that now. I'm impressed.
Heard someone criticizing NPR on his radio show the other day, so I can do that.
Whose radio show?
It was a nationally syndicated radio program. I'm not going to say who, because then people are going to label me as one way or the other, politically speaking. But he said NPR was boring, so.
NPR is
but
great.
Our TV show was indeed suppressed by those students at UW Stevens Point. But we will be going shortly, hopefully, to a new station near you, and we will update you on that if, in fact, the opportunity presents itself. More on the unprecedented increase to epic proportions of taxes in America as we know it,
taxes.
On our drinks, our favorite drinks, maybe even water that comes out of the bubbler.
Bubbler water.
Up in just a bit. Right now, Knuspie's fifth track on his...
No, that's commercials, you fool.
Well, yeah, but I said 7:30 for the song.
Okay.
Do commercials after that. All right, we'll do a commercial break, and then we'll be back in just a bit. Conversation Digest, WNRB LP.
Just woke up, smile on my face. My brain just thought, this is the place. Pants fell down, people see me. This isn't good, fools will see me.
I'm not doing very good. Looks like I'm gonna make you be a fool. Now you will be a man.
Hey, brain, why? Why? Why?
Remember that special truck you followed for 30 miles astray? Well, it's payback, jerk.
Hey, I had the air filters on. It only made my eyes slightly tingle.
Tingle or not, you lost 25% of me yesterday. And now we'll pay you back as long as I'm able to.
Why
you keep hurting me?
You remember before you made my pee myself? In public?
Possibly, I don't remember, but anyway, it's time for another wedding.
No. Ah! Oh my god, I'm not doing good. My brain is misunderstood. Oh my god, I'm not doing fine. Oh my god, I'm not even trying. Okay, brain, that was my last pair of pants.
I don't care, I don't need pants. It's your shame.
You destroyed all the shame I had. Now it's about revenge. Sweet, sweet revenge. Okay, brain, it's time to die. No more thought process. You make me wet myself, so you must pay the consequence. It is the ultimate price, so you must die on sight.
Ready for it.
That's on right. WNRBLP, this is Conversation Digest. We'll be back in a moment. 7 to 9 p.m. on Fridays.
Hello, home surgery enthusiasts. Without your chainsaws, scalpels, tourniquets, and a dirty bar of soap, have you ever dreamed of performing open-heart surgery in your basement? Do you want to splice squirrel heads onto the area where there once used to be a hand? It is a complete set of surgery materials. Latex gloves, scalpels, retractors, surgical saws, mad scientist coat, surgical thread, surgical glue, scalpels, clamps, bloodletting tools, surgical waste recycling tumbler, scalpels, and everyone's favorite, the leech. It all comes priced for you in 20 easy payments of $39.95 plus tax. And that's not all. The updated book contains multiple techniques and how to perform complete sex change operations on the homeless. Surprise them when they wake up and their gender has been reassigned. Won't they be surprised? Call within the next 30 minutes and get the new nerve bonding kit. Have you ever accidentally cut off a finger? Only to connect it back to your body and find out it's completely numb? Well, not anymore. Thanks to the patented nerve bonding glue, you will get that feeling back in no time. So pick up a phone with that jittery squirrel hand and order. Call us at 1-888-555-0420 and order the Home Surgery Enthusiast Starter Kit now. You'll be glad you did, because if it's sliced off that easily, there's no reason to keep it.
So now we are taking another little excerpt from batteriesfeelincluded.com. I like to drink. I'm happy to admit that. Forget all those people who say, I don't drink, just a sherry at Christmas. Or the jerks who claim they don't smoke, apart from a cigar on New Year's Eve. It's only one step away from, I don't murder people, just a prostitute for my birthday. Anyway, I've been known to go on a binge session from now and then, when it's called for. A few months ago, my cat died. So I drank 12 cans of Foster's. We all do some pretty embarrassing stuff when we're drunk. Not a works do goes by without me waking up stiff with cringe. So I wake up the next morning face down on my laptop, empty cans everywhere, no memory of the night before. I walk to the bathroom to go to the bathroom and notice the toilet is full of paper. And not the toilet kind. I pull a few sheets out and it's pretty clear that I drunkenly handwritten about 15 pages of jokes about the Millennium Bug. Some really good stuff. Sadly, the year is 2009 and the material is useless. Cursing my lack of a time machine, I accept that I'll never become a successful stand-up comedian. The paper goes back in the toilet and I flush. A few weeks later, my dog died. I bought a crate of 24 Fosters when the cat died, so I had 12 left. By the next morning, they were gone, as were my memories of the night before. Once again, I took my morning walk to the bathroom, and once again, the toilet was filled with A4-lined paper. In my drunken state, I designed a fully working time machine. If only I had written this 2 weeks ago, I cried, I could have become a great comedian. By the time I realized I could have used the time machine to retrieve my forgotten jokes, I'd already flushed twice.
When did that get funny?
Just go home or something.
Speaking of which, alcohol.
It's good, though. I like
the other one more. Batteriesfeelincluded.com if you want to laugh. We're picking out more of the mild excerpts from various writers, I'm assuming. Back to the U.S. Senate considering raising tax on beer, soda, and liquor and wine. Apparently, the author of this article doesn't want to include the facts within the title that they're only saying two of the four things that tax are being increased on. It's not just beer and soda. Who wrote this?
So something else that's just...
It's beer, soda, liquor, and wine. Now, is beer a liquor? No.
No, it has alcohol. I think it's anything I have alcohol.
Well, just say raising tax on alcohol and soda.
What about cooking wine?
And do you realize, by the way, right, well, they're going to do it because they're going to say, well, wine's not healthy for you. But also, by the way, in moderation, wine is very healthy for you. Ziffelman's grandfather, who's well into his 90s, apparently up until a few years ago, drank 3 beers a day. He's in his 90s. Now, did 3 beers a day for 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 years cause him to have an unfortunate, untimely death at the age of 30 or 40? Or did it increase his obesity level? Is he obese now? No. He's a spry, older gentleman, from what I hear.
He could be talking him up, though.
No, I've seen pictures. He's 90 years old. The guy looks relatively healthy for 90. There's hoping nothing unfortunate happens because the government's going to tax his beer. I don't know if he drinks anymore. I don't know if he... He may have finally been told to cut it out, but big deal. That doesn't mean it's not healthy.
Out.
So the U.S. Senate considering the raising on tax and beer and soda. They're not considering. It's already a sealed deal.
Oh,
it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. It will happen.
Well, anything that gives them more money, they're more apt to do than just being jerks.
So what are they going to do with that money? We gave all the money
Via for military
the federal government,
whatever.
Via your pocketbook. It is not the government's money. I get tired of people saying the government's money. The government doesn't have money. It's our money. It's your money. It's my money. It's Knospe's money.
I want it back.
It is not the government's money. They're spending your money. The money given to the car industry, which was destroyed for other various reasons, aside from the fact that you're
driving... Their own stupidity?
Well, the unions sucked a lot of that cash down with exorbitant prices.
It's still under the concept of their own stupidity.
Yes. So we gave all this money, and Ford didn't take that cash, by the way. Ford is succeeding, if not somewhat, at least slightly. They're going to survive, is my point. GM is now officially basically owned by the government. And who's going to get the fat contract to buy it to manufacture those cars?
They still have the right thing, you know, GM, Government Motor.
Yeah, as opposed to General Motors. So anyway, over 10 years, $1.5 trillion will be the cost of uninsured Americans being insured. Senators are focusing on how to pay for expanding health insurance for an estimated 50 million uninsured Americans, a cost up to $1.5 trillion over 10 years. So you are paying for someone else's health care. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Do we know what's going on in America right now?
No.
And this is not conservatism. This is not liberalism. This is not anything aside from common sensism.
You like that?
I need a bumper sticker for which I can just peel off and put on someone's mouth when they criticize
this
program. 845-704. If you don't pick up the phone.
7084. You missed the 8.
What did I say?
You said 704.
Yeah. I'm so angry I'm skipping over numbers. I'm skipping over digits. If you don't pick up that phone, 845-7084, you're not contributing. You're not making a donation. Someone said to me, don't get upset about this, Chad. There is nothing you can do about any of this.
Wasn't that me?
That in my America, I can do something.
I say that?
No, you didn't say that. You've said that in past days.
Or did I say you're getting mad at a computer?
I wasn't getting mad at the computer. I was getting mad at the article I was reading.
Yeah, but it was on the computer.
What article was I reading there, by the way?
Something about taxes.
Oh, well, that typically does make me irate. How many years do we put money into Social Security and now we hear it's going to go bankrupt within the next 20 or 30 years? By the way, the Mayan calendar ends at 2012. And guess whose administration is still going in 2012?
You want to know why it's going to end in 2012? Because they were a dead race and they only got that far making the calendar before they got extended.
Yeah, right.
It's a joke. Come on.
I've thought about that myself, by the way. The Spanish went ahead and invaded and made them sick. But anywho...
Thanks for the
Lyme's
disease.
I mean, could they really go on forever, by the way? Could they really do it forever?
Does every, any
No, they went further than you and I did. I wonder if my cell phone can go 5,000 years from now when I check that calendar. Have you ever done that, Sion? If you could ever go to a month or a year where it just would stop
on your cell phone? I've gone up to, because one time I was bored, I went up to 2038.
That's ridiculous.
But then I had to go all the way back.
2038. Lawmakers, they are looking at spending more of our money, so they have to increase taxes on the liquor, on the wine, on the soda, and on the beer. And the poor kids, they're going to have to pay higher. That's the funny thing about this. You're actually raising taxes on soda that children buy. Who drinks the majority of soda in America?
Idiots.
It's teens and kids. I got to believe, because most adults drink the alcohol. Soda, what do I want with soda any longer, except for a quick jolt of caffeination.
You're a jolt of caffeination.
And diet drinks, however, won't be taxed because apparently they're so healthy for obese people. Diet soda helps you avoid obesity. Guess what? It doesn't. How often do I see an obese person, God bless them, have an entire 2-liter bottle of soda in their right hook, their right claw, and they got a
right
double triple-decker sandwich in their left claw? They're not going to be
about
saved
right
by
hook?
The diet soda. Let me elaborate on that.
The right hook?
If you want to be healthy, if you want to be thin, if you want to live an exuberant life, if you want to live to a ripe old age, you can't rely on diet soda to keep you thin. And in addition, you can't rely on increased taxes in a time of economic despair that we are experiencing in America right now. This is supposed to be a show about comedy. Did you know that, Kinuspie?
Yes, I'm the first one that came up with the concept of having comedy on this show.
When we first started doing this show, like 2 years ago, relatively 2 years ago, right around there, give or take a few months, it was October of 07, if I'm not mistaken, this show was to be about comedy. However,
I started that.
Since then, too many things have happened that made me angry.
I started the whole comedy aspect.
Yes, well, we established that, Kinuspie. That was yesterday.
How about you?
So many things have made Kinuspie angry. He can no longer do the comedy thing except for in his given features that he is so professionally.
What do you mean? I've been doing that live.
Because most of them are just like, you say like David Cancer invented the name of cancer.
That was good.
Well, it's probably above most people's heads. Like Leah says, we're probably going over people's heads with our information because we're just too intelligent. I don't believe that for a moment.
Is that a direct quote?
No, I don't even. I'm paraphrasing what she said. 845-7084, make a verbal contribution. If you're not going to drop any money in the buckets across America for WNRBLP, make a verbal contribution.
Drop your voice bomb on it.
Call 845-7084. We got verbal WMDs, or just VMDs. Verbal.
Music.
Wait a minute.
Dioramas.
Weapons of mass. VMD. Verbal mass.
Oh, my.
See, geez. I can't do that because you get rid of the W. You got to be verbal weapons of mass destruction.
Verbally destructive masses? Does that work as well?
Well, which one, yes. Which one of these taxes makes you the most angry?
Well, I don't know. I think the cigarette one upsets me the most.
Well, that can't smoke in bars anymore anyway. Have you ever seen a time like this in America where they've taken more rights
there
away
was,
from us?
There was someone.
More tax increases?
Someone who got around that law that you can't smoke in bars.
Yeah, well, they were
about,
being,
like, having a smoking testing or something like that.
That was a private club, and they went after that guy, and I think they basically halted his doings-on of that.
Aww. Goings-on?
Yeah. By the way, the mother found guilty in Wausau prayer death case hits close to home, updated at 5:12 p.m. on the Journal Sentinel Online website. Did you know that her defense team didn't even call any witnesses to the stand?
Did they hate her that much?
I am assuming that defense probably, if that's not going to be a defense that I ever formulate as my defense team.
The best
ever,
defense is no defense?
Apparently that's what happened here. Jury finds Wisconsin mother guilty in prayer death in Wausau. A jury Friday found central Wisconsin mother guilty of killing her 11-year-old daughter by praying for her to heal instead of rushing her to the doctor. And not to make a point of whether or not we agree with this. A Marathon County jury deliberated about 4 hours before convicting Leilani Newman, 41, of rural Weston, of second-degree reckless homicide. No sentencing day was set. We have another shot on appeal, defense lawyer Gene Linehan said. Obviously, there will be an appeal. Newman left the courtroom clutching her husband as her three other children, looking stunned, followed, and she declined. Of course she declined.
She declined the comment.
She didn't talk to the Wausau media about this? Of course she declined the comment.
We are the Wausau media.
We weren't there, so we couldn't possibly make a verbal contribution.
We could get a press passes and go to this stuff.
It would be written in crayon, and we would be kicked out immediately. Could we get press passes? Is that a possibility at WNRBLP?
I hope so.
All right. Also, there's a serial killer on the loose in Milwaukee, by the way. If you haven't heard about this, perhaps go to JS Online. Not even going to talk about
killer.
That. What features do you have lined up, by the way, for the rest of the 10 hours that we're on? It feels like 10 hours.
What do you want?
What do we have?
What do you want?
I don't know what we have. I can't possibly say what I want if I don't know what we have.
Well, say something, and I'll tell you if I have it or not.
I'm drawing a blank as to what features we even do anymore.
No, we don't have that feature. We don't have the feature where we're just blindly going into the unknown.
Well, do you want to do that live from home?
What am I going to do?
Yeah, never mind. We'll just do this.
Well, I can go interview the serial killer.
Nah, that would not be good. Too soon, Kinuspie. Sorry. Hollywood Minute? Do we have a Hollywood Minute?
Oh, I forgot that one.
Oh, jeez.
We can still do it. I can sing the song.
Let's just elaborate more on this whole raising of beer taxes on soda and wine and hard liquor. Do you realize how much liquor there is in a liter? It's 5/5. That's what they call it, 1/5, a fifth.
You're welcome for that info.
Didn't realize what they're getting at, but it's not commonly referred to as a fifth in America. That's more of a British thing.
Give me a liter.
Do you realize what this means? If you pay $20 for a liter of alcohol, which is reasonable for a decent middle shelf rum, right? Is that reasonable? $20 for a liter of alcohol, is that reasonable? 845-7084, can I expect
roughly
to pay a lot more? Well, you're,
is that sure, for a liter?
You sure as buttons that
it sure
as
buttons.
You will pay an exorbitant amount on that liquor if, in fact, these taxes are increased on hard liquor.
But it's
40
only
cents per fifth.
No, it's 20 cents, roughly.
No, it's not.
It says hard liquor would see the smallest proportional increase, 19 cents per fifth. Right there. So it'd be an added dollar.
19? No, it's 19% per fifth.
Oh, percent?
God.
Oh, I just saw a cent.
Gosh darn it.
I just saw the cent.
The tax on the hard liquor would increase by 40 cents per fifth from the current $2.14. So what we're looking at here.
Oh, $10.
In the current $2.14.
I'm just going to get still reserved.
So it's
now.
40 cents per fifth. So there's five. Okay, so you're looking at whatever. I can't even do the math right now. I'm so upset about this.
Do you have any more tracks?
I got a what?
Do you have any tracks? More tracks of your album?
No.
What do you have?
I have some commercials.
Go ahead, commercial break. Okay, I'm going to go to commercial break. Yeah, it's a Conversation Digest.
In a world as vast as the eye can see, one lone survivor makes his way from the terrifying mountain. Dying and weak, his people have been captured and enslaved. It will take one person, with the will and strength of a million men, to rise up. Here on in lays the tale of Tinyville, escape from Molehill Mountain. This is the story of strength, anger, rage, sadness, love, and power. Will our hero get across the vast plains of what is known as Backyard? Will he make it past the desert of Sidewalk? Does he dare climb the side of Molehill Mountain and take on the ravenous, deranged, mutated mole people? From the third assistant director's brother of Star Wars comes a tale of heroes, villains, and princesses. Starring Clem Hooftoe as Ben the Strong, Jim McHardfoot as Larry, Charlton Heston as himself, and introducing Tina Flepcart as the princess. Join them as they venture. Will you dare?
WNRBUP, Friday, 7 to 8 p.m. Conversation Digest, back in a bit.
Hey, Yaman. Looking for a place to make a visit to? Sick of the corporate types jamming voodoo down your throat? Then why don't you make a journey down to historic Puerto Pati? We got all tourist attractions you want to see. Come visit the Brown River Basin. Come see the fabulous Daiguria Waterfall, man. You remember the 50s? We was big into logging. So explore the Red River Log Jam. Our president, Mr. Consul Gopatian, welcomes you to our amazing island. So think about it, feel the urge, and blast on down to Puerto Pati Islands.
WNRBLP, 7 to 8 p.m. or 7 to 9 p.m., whichever we prefer, on Fridays. Conversation Digest, WNRBLP.
Yo, 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 my dope honeys. Is you looking for the best club in the world? Do you find hoes be hitting on your sugar daddy? Well, get your getter booty out of that Hummer and shake it on the dance floor. What up, y'all? G-Punk here. You might recognize me from my videos on the MTV. With such hits as Get Up With Your Bad Self and Funky Hoes. I got all fed up with my brothers tripping all over. So I got my own hizzy to drop some mad beats and for some skills on the dance floor. You are invited to the Big Grand Super is opening. It's like I always say, keep the friends close and your hoes closer.
WNRBLP Wausau. Conversation Digest. Dollar plunge, fear over debt.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Imagine that. Not going to talk about it. Had enough of that crud lately. Ah, whatever. We'll talk about it. The slow computer.
It's the only one that loaded?
It is the only one that loaded. YahooFinance.com, London, Reuters. The dollar fell to a 2009 low on Friday as fears intensified that the U.S. could lose its AAA rating. While renewed caution about the world economy and banks prompted Asian and European stocks to slip.
In that picture, that looks like...
It's like Alex Trebek.
No, it looks like Jeopardy.
I think that is Jeopardy. No, I think that's probably Wall Street. The dollar's latest decline started when ratings agency Standard and Poor's cut its ratings
aptly
outlook.
Named?
Outlook on Britain to negative from stable, stocking fears that AAA-rated countries, which are running huge debt levels, could share a familiar fate.
Similar.
Now listen to this. Moody's Investor Service
Moody's.
Said on Thursday...
Moody's Investor Service said
was comfortable with its AAA sovereign rating of the United States, but that it was not a guaranteed forever. The main issues are related to yesterday's movement on fears that the U.S. might lose its AAA rating.
Well, yeah, Rome wasn't
go to a triple stupid
a
rating. Said Robert Malich. He didn't say that stupid triple stupid rating. That was my own thing. This exacerbated the dollar's loss over the last few days. And for the time being, it's hard to imagine a sharp reversal of the dollar's trend. Well, then why are we pumping more and more dollar bills out into the circulation?
Because we're stupid.
We keep on devaluing the dollar. We're making more and more money. We're going into deeper debt.
How about we just start printing off more money and just jamming it out? Seems like a great idea. Hitler did it.
Yeah, Hitler also, by the way, had a government vehicle. It's called the Volkswagen. He was doing it for the same reason.
Are you sure that Hitler's mustache wasn't just a butterfly?
It could have been. Or more accurately, the caterpillar before it turned into the butterfly. The dollar index, DXY News, which measures the currency strength against major trading partners, fell to 0.3% to its lowest since last late December before steadying. Now, with all this news just absolutely...
Idiocy?
No, when it's inundating, the news is being inundated with information like this where the dollar hits a 2009 low.
It's causing more fear and panic.
How is this a time to raise taxes? How is little Billy making his little sugar drinks on the side street of some lowly street of some
poor
stupid
Billy.
City paying more taxes on sugary drinks?
I think that, no, they're taxing alcohol mainly and then no, whatever
not.
People drink
they're
the
paying,
most.
They're, well, don't you don't you couldn't possibly think that this is a good idea to raise taxes on anything right now.
Well,
how is them, okay, and then they, apparently they
so
think that if they
raising
fix health care right now.
Is a good idea? That's a
what?
That's a dumb idea to raise taxes no matter what.
You don't want to raise taxes. It makes no sense.
Why don't they just quit their spending or whatever? No. Doesn't that make more sense? Hey, let's just give more money to those idiots who like to spend frivolously and, you know, instead of trying to fix our ways, how about we just tax the idiots more?
Yeah, well, the only thing they're not taxing is stupidity.
Oh, that would
you could create a ton of revenue by taxing stupidity.
Oh, an endless revenue.
You have a big pork barrel full of cash. Could you just
pork
went ahead
barrel.
And tax stupidity? It's a political reference, can I speak? For those of you,
I
in
just
Merrill,
thought you had like a
talking
whole,
about you know politicians.
Like a whole barrel full of pork and ham and bacon.
No, it's just a reference to spending money. It's tax and spend. Tax and spend in America. Tax and spend.
Everyone is, no matter who says what.
So the dollar's devalued.
Whoever's in power is a
hey,
tax
Hey, you know,
and
we don't have to worry about taxes being raised because the dollar is so devalued. If they charge me 7% sales tax, it doesn't matter. 7% of a dollar is not as much as it used to be. The dollar doesn't mean anything anymore anyway.
How about we just switch to euros? That'd be better. Is there like...
No, it wouldn't be
it'd
better.
It'd be 1 euro to like 3 US dollars.
No, well, they want to devalue the dollar so that they say it's obviously no longer worth anything so that they can switch to a global currency, which is what Emperor Obama wants anyway.
Well, then let's go
not a president. Let's
be
real
pesos.
Here.
Pesos or rubles?
Do you realize that the majority of people that probably are on WNRBLP take the exact opposite approach we do? They probably are more fiscally liberal, which is fine. We need liberals and conservatives. I'm not saying we're conservative. We're not into conservatism. We're into common sensism.
I think we should switch to the rubles. They seem to have it going down.
I think we just stick to the dollar, stop devaluing it by printing out thousands of sheets of...
How about the lira?
How many bills are on a sheet?
70.
You are making that up.
So what? 3% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
Isn't that the truth? Okay, well, it's been a real treat. No one called in today. If you can't make a money contribution, make a verbal contribution, call into WNRBLP throughout the week, whether it's our show or any other show. Go to famousashtray.com, all one word. Check out our archived radio programs and our archived TV episodes that were suppressed by Campus TV down in Stevens Point. They buried it.
I have a new tagline for the show.
What is it?
Conversation Digest, we are better than you.
Then what are we, Chevy Chase?
We're Conversation Digest and you're not.
That sounds decent. We're Conversation Digest, you're not.
And you are not.
Community radio station that takes it to another level that is either lower or a lot lower. We're WNRBLP's Conversation Digest. Each and every Friday, join us as we delve into issues that you may or may not care about. And if you don't care about it, listen to us, and then you will care about it.
And we do a darn good job. That's patting ourselves on the back there. Patting ourselves on the back tour? Is that what it was?
Yeah. Pat yourself on the back tour, Knuspy. All right.
No, you're on that.
WNRBLP Wausau, 93.3 FM, Conversation Digest.
Hey, was that 2 hours? That didn't feel like 2 hours. That felt like four. Stop the music! Okay, that took forever. What's wrong with you guys? Seriously, do you need to be beaten? Come on, you can do better than that. Burt Reynolds outdid all of you. I'm sickened with all this awfulness. You make me want to throw up. You best do better next week, or I shall rain down my judgment upon you to the likes you've never seen. Start that music up. And get those kids out of here. I'm sick of them. Conversation Digest. We do it because you wouldn't. Seriously, would you?